It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am promising myself to finish 2015 strong. And while I feel this way this year, I haven't always felt that way. You know, sometimes when a year didn't go as I had hoped for or as I had envisioned, by the time I get to the end of the year, I check out in a sense. And all I want is for that year to be over and a new year to begin. There have been other times when, you know, I made a commitment that I was going to do X, Y, and Z in a certain year. I would start out doing that, wouldn't finish doing it, and end up carrying those things over into the new year. What I have learned, though, is that when I can finish a year on a high note, keeping that sense of integrity and honoring the things that I said that I was going to do in that year, I usually finish strong, but I also start the new year strong. And I also notice that in my walk with the Lord, there is a sense of spiritual integrity. Like, it is about me accomplishing my goals, but it is also about me being a witness for the Lord as well. And when I look to the scriptures, I look at how Paul worked with the Ephesians, who were a group of people who struggled with their spiritual worth, but he reminds them of the importance of maintaining their Christian walk. And in Ephesians 2:10, he reminds them that they are God's masterpiece. So when I need to stay in the fight and I need to finish my race strong, I turn to scripture, Hebrews 12:12-13. So here it is. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. So today I'm going to make my list, seek God for strength and guidance, and I'm going to finish this year strong. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.